I saw that.
Yeah.
With the binoculars.
Probably looking for some runs.
Yeah.
I'd probably he's spotting the team is what, you know.
Yeah,
good shout.
Yeah.
I had some hair dye.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you're probably overcomplicating it. I reckon he was just checking out a couple of... Happy New Year, boys. Welcome to Three Sips No Cover, the Sportsbet Cricket Podcast. Three Sips No Hummer.
Yeah.
This is more the case today.
Back to a normal cordon.
Yeah. Normal cordon.
Where is La Hum?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Where in the world is Hummer?
My understanding is we're not going to see him until at least February.
Yeah.
He's off the grid.
Just taking
properly off the grid.
A real big spell, real long spell.
Anytime anyone at work takes any sort of leave, yeah. Hummer gets into him about, how have you still got leave? Whereas every Christmas, Hummer legitimately takes about 10 weeks off. That's not even pushing it. He takes so long off.
Right.
He's definitely the most creative with his, but good on him.
I think we'll get through.
Yeah. We definitely will. Now, let's just say this. We have no idea where Hummer is.
Yeah.
This is a guy that goes camping by himself for the first round of AFL finals every year. So if he's off for 2 months, he would be in some deep, dark set of woods somewhere.
Yeah.
So good luck.
I've seen a couple of Instagrams. He's on the couch watching cricket with his dog.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a lot to...
That actually sounds pretty good.
Sounds about right.
To be fair to him. So much happened while we were away, gents. We had a bit of an extended break as well. But, I don't know. I don't know really where to start with it. Maybe we kick it off with a bit of negativity. It just gets the juices flowing.
That's right, a little bit.
It's what the people want, yep. Really.
So about enough relaxation time, bit of beach time, long summer. We need to vent a bit.
Yeah, it did let us down a bit in a few ways, the summer of cricket. So... maybe let's just jump into some fines, Rambo.
I'll kick off the fines. One of my favourite targets, fellas, I'm going to go with Cricket Australia again. They're getting the full whack from me this week. The whole Bay 13 disgrace at the MCG. And we had some discussions of whether this was MCC related or CA related. I'm happy to just give it to CA.
Mm.
Replace the whole Bay 13, which is obviously... a massive part of cricket culture down at the MCG with a premium seating space area. I don't know what you're going to call it, Hammy.
The Boundary Social, I believe. Is what
Yuppie section, I guess, was one of them. Yeah.
Or hashtag the Boso.
Oh, God.
You didn't like it?
Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Yet again, another example of the thieves of joy over there at CA. What did bring a smile to my face was that everyone apparently moved to Bay 10 and was just spraying them all day long.
I love that.
So, you know, if you couldn't get into Bay 13 because you didn't have your RMs on or you weren't a Yarra Valley Pinot Gris fan, you still got to serve a bit from a couple of bays over, which is the spirit of cricket still kicking, which we love to see.
You weren't a fan of the Bosath or good networking opportunity for those, you know?
Well, Skip, I mean, that's generally your areas when it comes to those.
As a local cricket skipper, you get certain perks and get invited to certain events behind the glass. But even I was disgusted by this. They've taken everything from us, the MCC and Cricket Australia combined. Beer Snakes, as we said, they're now endangered. The beach ball Mexican wave gone.
Yep. Plenty of people booted for those offences, probably by a pair of RM Williams.
They've got half a ground for the MCC where they can go and act like they act with cheese boards and rosé and all that. And then they've got to take Bay 13. It's absolute bullshit. I hate that this has happened. Anybody that went there, shame on you. I had an opportunity to go, did not go.
Turned it down.
Huge.
Deferred.
Well, you had another box, another off.
Oh, it doesn't matter where I was instead of that. But the point is, I wouldn't do that in Bay 13.
Oh, it's good to see that my fine's been well received. Opened the batting well.
Well, do you know what, Rambo? I'll pick that up and continue with it. Cricket Australia can cop one. let's actually have a look at this. Cricket Australia playing away in the Australian summer.
Yeah.
How does that work? I don't know.
It was an already very poor summer. New Zealand weren't up to scratch, which is unfortunate. Pakistan never stood a chance. And then everyone's kind of waiting for the one-dayers.
Then we go to India.
Amongst the BBL and it's...
So there you go. So they can cop full whack for that. So Cricket Australia, I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
The scheduling is a bit sideways, Hammy. I think they played a BBL game in Brisbane at 2:40 p.m., which happened to be AB de Villiers' debut on a Tuesday.
It was a curtain raiser for
just to make sure all the eyeballs were on the 7 p.m. start in Mumbai.
Well, I think what actually they looked ahead, they saw the horrific weather forecast, and they thought, look, there's going to be some pretty hazardous air in Australia around this time. Let's go somewhere where the air's a bit clean. We'll go to Mumbai. And they've kicked off the series over there. So.
Well, I mean, we are lucky. New Zealand will come back in around March, I believe. And two matches in Sydney.
The SCG, one in Hobart.
And one in Hobart. And the second one in the SCG starts at 10:40, not a day nighter.
Yeah.
On probably a Wednesday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just looking forward to that. Fans.
Yeah, well, quick clip, friend of the show, unfortunately sanctioned. I think he's been doing a fantastic job, as well, I've got to say, in terms of all the boundary riding options out there in the Big Bash. Tommy Morris head and shoulders ahead of the rest.
Friend of the show.
And he's been banned by the Melbourne Stars for asking the tough questions to Marcus Stoinis after his little homophobic slur incident that he had.
Mm, yep.
Rather than punish the player who, you know, put his foot in it, they've punished the journo who asked the question.
Mm. So he's been, is he been banned by the Stars now? Yeah. So that's what's happened.
Yeah, that's right. So
he's not allowed in there. He's not allowed to ask any questions at the press conference or maybe even attend just because.
No, that'll just be back to roaming Stoin for all of your of your questions.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, present company probably included in this conversation. Skip has a bit of a history with Tommy Morris.
He asks a lot of questions. That's all I'm going to say. He asks a lot of questions. And maybe, look, I get the fine. That's on the scale. I mean, sure, he's no longer welcome down at East Garden. He's not allowed to ask questions of us, but that's a little bit different.
Yep.
I think in that car, I mean, you can't keep asking about Suresh. We've explained this. The association's dealt with it. The story is a different example. I actually felt a little bit sorry for Tommy in this case.
Yep.
But still not welcome. He'll be
out
back.
The difference with Suresh was you said, listen, you ask that again, you're out of here.
I gave him a warning.
Gave him no warning.
That's right.
I'm not. He's going to warn someone for going into the danger area.
I feel sorry for him in this particular one.
Then you do the 5-run penalty. All right. Full credit to the boys. Let's get nice and positive. Rambo, kick us off again.
Yeah, love the full credits to the boys and girls.
And girls, 2020.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Yep, we've got a fantastic World Cup 2020 for the women coming up. Can't wait for that.
2020 vision.
Australia, surely short odds there. You would hope.
Should be winning.
Full credit to the boys and girls, to Joss Butler, potty mouth Joss Butler, the England wicketkeeper, during the second test, I believe, against South Africa, just gave an almighty spray to Vernon Philander.
Yep.
Wasn't really provoked. There was nothing. There was no real inciting incident, and that's why I love it. Every once in a while, I think you'd agree, Skip, it's a little bit kind of cathartic just to have a big rant at the batsman.
How good is it?
Which is why I kind of envy wicketkeepers a lot, because they're so close to the action. They're so close to the opposition batsman that they can just let loose when they want.
Yep.
He knew the stump mic was on. Didn't care. His chat, not great. B- maybe, but not really important. He wanted to obviously lose some steam.
Yeah.
And I think we can all relate to that. So full credit to the boys and girls, to Joss Butler.
Very local cricket, wasn't it?
It was probably the only England player that I've actually ever liked ever since I tipped him to be the highest run scorer in the World Cup, which famously went backwards.
Didn't go so well. My full credit to the boys, I'm going for umpire Greg Davidson.
Hasn't been in a porno, has he?
The Renegade Strike. No, he hasn't been in a porno.
No, that's his point.
Well, I don't know, actually. maybe he will after what he did. It was pretty funny in the Strikers Renegades game where he was about to give someone out off Rashid Khan's bowling. He got to about here and then he went and scratched his nose and it was not out.
It's outstanding.
I think it's great. There's always a time and a place for humour, I find. So
a lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah, well, you know, just relax. Everyone just chill out.
Yep, with you there.
Yeah, and look, I mean, for us, we have very different umpires than they have on the world stage. Most of our umpires are 80 plus, some probably heading towards the end of their umpiring
careers. Barely see too many
in front of
them.
We have one called Barry. I remember Barry a couple of weeks ago. Fell asleep, was woken up by an appeal, standing up these ones, and obviously then Sluggy was triggered. Not good, but look, at the end of the day, I love it, do it. Get the decision right, but do it.
You should be happy that you've got an umpire that can actually...
Yeah, that's exactly right. Don't try it. To all the umpires that umpire for East Gardens, do not try it in our leagues. How about you just get the decisions right first and you just your whole job and the reason you're out there getting paid $150. Get that right. My full credit to the boys. It's an interesting one. Matty Wade hasn't had the greatest of summers, but just the way he wore ball after ball from Wagner and the New Zealand attack... I loved it. It added something to it. I think that Wagner actually, bit of credit to him too, he brought something to that series.
Absolutely.
And look, it just gave us a little something. It was quite boring. I mean, there was some highlights in there for us.
Bit of chat.
But it was just good. That back and forth, the chat.
They did a couple of fist bumps in there as well, I think.
It was good. It was just, it added, if you tuned in and just watched that contest between them, you go, oh, hang on, this is up and about, which was the complete opposite to the whole series. Oh, I thought that was good.
Probably aside from Marnus, made the series. Oh, that was the stuff that...
Well, it reminded me of, remember when Slug was so hungover, he actually couldn't use his bat? And he was just wearing them as well, but they're different
Different, very different.
It was a 40 kilometre an hour offie that he
yeah,
was
exactly.
wearing.
I don't know how he's wearing them, so, so he's really getting down to them. But no, for me, yeah. So Wade, as I said, not the greatest batting performance, but geez.
Punter was not a fan, I remember from the Channel 7 commentary. Mm. He was perplexed as to what Matty Wade's strategy was, but I think it was good, stubborn cricket. Yeah.
I wonder whether he might be on his last legs here, Wade, on a serious note. He wore a stack of them from Wagner, and then he got he got bounced out by Colin de Grandhomme.
Mm. Yeah.
He caught it mid-wicket a couple of times.
Right? Yeah. Look, yeah.
If you're going to do it, just bunk it down and do it to
yeah,
everyone.
Exactly.
I'm a big Wagner fan, just quietly. Yeah. Love the New Year's resolution is to work on that knuckleball he's got going.
Yep.
Very nice handy. He's probably going to we'll learn the hard way. There might be a few over the fence, but we'll get there eventually. A couple.
If Wagner vitamins doesn't snap him up before next summer, they're
crazy
they're
not to.
Oh, yeah. And he's famous for his long spells as well. So, you know, he's perfect for the Wagner vitamins.
Correct.
Maybe get him in there.
There you go, doing a job for him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
I don't know what his manager's doing, but we're looking after him.
yes, no, wait. Great little seg as well. Going to bring this back off the top. Skip, do you want some time in the middle here? Do you want to kind of drive this through?
Absolutely. So, all right, let's do this here. Okay, so, boys, we'll start. Mm-hmm. Now, we're starting with this because I've got an opinion on this and this bloke. Yeah. Renshaw's dancing.
Oh, yeah. After
Matty Renshaw from the Brisbane Heat.
Yeah, after his little wicket early in the power. Yeah,
can you give us a rendition? No, I'm not.
Horrendous. No. I'm not going to attempt. You know why? Because I can't dance, so I'm not going to try to dance, especially not with the camera in front of me. But we'll get to mine. Rambo, yes, no, wait. Matty Renshaw's
it's a
dancing.
Yes from me. And, gee, you know, there's a trend here for me. 2020, mate. It's a fresh decade. Let's get started. I'm totally anti Thieves of Joy. Yep. So he's opening bat by trade. Mm. He bats in the middle order for the Heat and the BBL. Opening the bowler in the power play, gets a wicket. I'm very happy for him to have a little jig and get around it. Doesn't have the greatest chat, Matty Renshaw, by all reports.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give that a yes.
Well, I'm giving it to quote the late, great Richie Beno, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen on a cricket field. Good night. Terrible.
Wow, that is time for it.
It's a no.
Do you know what? No. Dance looked awkward. I'm not against the act, I'm against the delivery. I think celebrating, having fun, getting around it. But at the end of the day, there's plenty of ways to celebrate a wicket. Believe me, there is plenty of ways to celebrate a wicket.
Well, you love a dab, don't you?
I've done them. We did a video around send-offs. We've done a masterclass on this. So look, but I want to be really clear. My message here is not just to don't celebrate, because getting wickets with another masterclass we did is a huge part of it. Yeah. I love it. I think it's brilliant starting the power play with it, okay? Yeah. As a bowler that gets a lot of wickets with and has opened the bowling with somehow success many, many times with some real slow right arm wobblers. Look, for me, the first three balls, the batsman's just going, what the f*** is going on here? Yeah. Why is this bloke bowling to him? And then fourth, he goes, I'm going to try and put him away. Maybe misses one, gets a wicket. Next bloke comes in, goes, I don't want to be embarrassed. I'm not going out to a batsman that they've just put in for a joke.
Yep.
So he just blocks you out, and all of a sudden you get a wicket made, and then you're off. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
And if you celebrate properly, no one's going to be talking about the dance. They're going to be talking about the fact a batsman took a wicket in the first over. Anyway,
not bad logic there. It wasn't the same as that old mate in the Caribbean. He had the sword appeared.
Oh yeah, the magical
that
magic
was
trick.
Incredible. That's a yes for me as well.
That was pretty good.
All right. Well, let's stay on Renshaw. The controversial catch. Less about him, more about the rule. Well, we know what the rule is, and they've clarified it. But should it be a catch?
The rule's wrong. You should get one foot back in play as per rugby league or any of those rectangular sports or Aussie rules. Get your feet back in the field of play before you touch it. It's
so
weird.
That's a no?
Yeah. I get the whole the floor is lava sort of thing. If you jump, you're not technically out. But, you know, I don't like it.
It's a yes from me. Again,
we get it. You're from Brisbane.
So many. So much of the game is advantaging the batsman at the moment. Give something back to the bowlers. Give something back to the fielding team. Fantastic agility, presence of mind. You're out. That's a yes.
Okay.
To be honest, it's just too hard. This is a wait, I guess, because it's just too hard to get involved in this stuff. The AFL, the NRL, the NBA, the NFL, soccer, every one of them has a different rule for what's in, what's out. It's too hard to keep up. Is it the ball? Is it your feet? Are you in the air? I don't care.
Universal rule, do you think?
Well, maybe potentially I don't.
Skip. That could change
the word, but I've tired.
Get a room.
I'm tired of calling and getting upset by it. Now I just go, okay, you tell me what I'm meant to look at on the screen. Okay, can't have his foot on the line, it's on the line. Yeah, fine, good to see you.
A global sporting forum where every code sits down and goes, on the line, in or out.
Get everyone on the same page.
There you go. We can't get cricket in our own country in our own summer, but I'm sure we could organise that.
Yeah.
Next one, boys, four-day test. Yes, no, wait.
I'll jump in here. Based on what we got, we didn't even see a 5-day test this summer. So if you're going to wheel out Pakistan and New Zealand, sure, let's have them. Or you might even have to extend a couple of days to reach the 4-day quota. But, you know, seriously, I think why would you tinker with it? What's the big deal? Very rarely do they go to a fifth day, but the ones that do, geez, they're good to watch. There was one in South Africa over the break.
Definitely, yep.
Went right down to the wire. There's nothing more exciting.
We had a couple of rippers in the Ashes.
With the Ashes.
Yep.
The other thing is it's huge too much to the team batting first, even further now. You can really bat someone out of a game.
Yep.
You're probably going to create more draws. I like the fact, let's just keep it how it has been.
It's a waiting from me, mostly because you kind of mentioned off the top, Ham.
Yeah.
Maybe a Sri Lanka or a Pakistan or West Indies, although they're on the up, come to Australia. That might be a time where you enforce the 4-day test. Your Ashes, your Shea, your Indias, your England, South Africa, they're all 5 days. Just a nice middle Switzerland waiting for me.
Very rarely agree with Virat Kohli, but not for me. Just leave it alone. 5 days is fine.
Well, they knocked it on the head, didn't they?
Yeah, 100%.
MCC, the powers that be, made their call.
There you go. All right.
Probably chatted it over in the Boso and came to it.
Now, interesting one.
Yeah.
Should we call it the tension between Ben Cutting and Aaron Holland? Aaron Holland saying, not getting much sleep tonight.
Yeah.
What do we think about that whole interview and how...
So the background being they're a couple?
Yes.
We're doing a lot of Brisbane material.
I was shocked when Rambo looked after the run sheet this week. So Ben Cutting, of course, an all-rounder for the Heat. And Aaron Holland now covering the games.
Yep.
On coverage and does a lot of the on-the-ground boundary riding.
Yep.
And Aaron...
I don't know. I'm not quite... No, I think I'm awaiting because I liked the endeavour that Aaron brought to the interview. And, you know, she's been getting into it, bit of fun, cutting batted well. So he kind of warranted the interview. Yep. But on the opposite side is just didn't get much.
Yeah,
involved.
I think awaiting for me as well. No doubt you can cut the sexual tension with a chainsaw whenever those two guys are on the camera together. But it's not quite – I don't know. I feel like if their star power is maybe a little bit more front and centre, like if we've got a Beck Judd and a Chris Judd.
There's a little bit more to play with.
And it's probably would be delivered a little bit sharper. Cuts doesn't give her much either.
No.
Not too much going on between the ears for old Cuts. I think there's something there. There's a shtick there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's hope the Heat make the finals. Maybe they'll get a second chance.
Maybe they keep it more towards the evening games. I think sometimes they really toe the line there for the day games.
Yeah.
Is that question?
It could be BBL uncut up late.
Yeah, there I like it. But I do – look, let's let it play out. Let's give it the rest of the tournament. But they haven't quite converted a good start yet.
It's very much one-way traffic I've seen so far. Look, I was going to say, I was talking to the dog about this and...
she going to come and start interviewing
you? No, there wasn't a lot of interest, but then again...
Tommy Morris out.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of interest there, but then again, I'm not Ben Cutting. So,
it wasn't quite opposite bluff, don't bluff, baby.
No, it wasn't that level. No. But probably more going on in that conversation. It just seemed like it was very one way. But look, you know, if he's playing well, good luck to him.
Yes, no, wait.
Roaming insert player here. Yes or no?
Do you want to kick us off on this one?
Why don't I?
Yeah, go
so ahead. Roaming Renshaw.
Yeah.
He appears again. You put a mic on someone, it doesn't mean they're BT.
Yeah.
Michael hate BT. He gets something out of the players. He's doing this. I know that there's a lot of players and they want to have a media career and they want to get out there and show their fun and zany and dance and do this. And great. Yeah, but like you've got to have something to say.
Yep.
And it's like, give us something.
Yep.
And I think that there's a lot of – we've seen with Timmy Payne when they put the mic on him and he's good and he's witty and he's funny and he's great.
Measured, doesn't try to do too much.
Gold. Yep. It's just – oh.
Mitchell Starc also great when goes into hotel rooms.
Yep.
He's pretty cool there.
Spot on.
I mean, Hammy, you know, like it or not, this is your field.
Yeah.
Going out there, a couple of nice little one-liners, winding up Poms.
The dream. Yep. I wish I'd played 20 Big Bash games. I'd be sorted.
I reckon you'd been all right with five.
If I, but look, I honestly think give it a miss, can we? Like, what context as well with these sort of things is everything. The reason it works so well in the footy season with BT is he gets in the rooms.
Yeah.
You've got all the players and staff in the middle, all the families and stuff on the outside. If you're doing it on the outfield at Blundstone Arena when it's about 8 degrees and all the players are going back into the rooms and everyone's getting out of there anyway, it's always just a guy. It's either Stoinis or just somebody else in the squad with two or three players deliberately planted like about 20 metres either side.
Yeah.
Really contrived. I haven't seen one that I've loved. I love the personalities of the players, don't get me wrong, but we get more than enough, more than any other sport from that when they're out in the middle. We don't need this sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Well, it's a waiting for me only on you just said, let's get some characters in there that might be able to drive it a bit more. Because as you said, how many you want to hear from those players, I do enjoy some of the on mic, on field stuff from the some of the captains who are tactically inclined as well.
Yep.
All right, there you go. And as I said, probably no for me. last one on yes, no weights. Now, this is an interesting one.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's probably a little bit close to our hearts, but we'll just ask on the global stage. tactical timeouts.
Yeah.
So new to the BBL this season?
Yeah, we've had them for years.
Yeah.
So examples, tactical timeout. We take tactical timeouts, all Group 1 races, of course, Hammy.
Yep.
Anything major, if Rambo's got a bet on. We're out in the field, obviously, if he's umpiring a square leg
or batting,
his phone, you take your phone out. But we have them. It's usually for races or just a little bit of gamesmanship with the other team.
Occasionally there's been good tactical timeouts, very well called, well timed around setting up the tea spread.
Yeah, of course. You have to have that.
There's a lot of preheating the oven. There's marinating going on. Get it out of the fridge. You don't put a cold steak on a barbecue, you know that, Skip. So a lot of kind of tactical work there.
I remember we took one as well. My phone was in the valuables bag and I got a match on Tinder. I don't get many. Someone ran one out and said, quickly, 5 minutes. And
We must be playing way out west that day.
Yeah, I think so. It's the only bit left on the map that I haven't kind of swiped the hell out of. So
There you go. But on the Big Bash stage, what do we think?
Well, I think it's nice to see the Big Bash take from local cricket, which is nice.
Agreed. So
they've incorporated it.
Yep.
Why leave it to one? I mean, we certainly don't.
No.
Depends how many races are on the card. But a lot of people have criticised this, but they've been doing it in the IPL for years, and it's an evolution of the game. I think, you know, embrace it.
Yes, for me as well. In fact, I would even combine our last topic with this one.
Yep.
And I would just love to hear them mic up the tactical timeout just to reveal that this is actually just a glorified ad break.
Yep.
And they're probably just discussing the weather or what they fancy in the next. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm with you as well. I think it's a yes, but with the caveat, I don't think they're using them correctly at the moment. I haven't seen any mobile phones going around to watch things. I haven't. So I just don't know. There's been no one running into the sheds. Yeah. And I know you probably get your spreads done for you, but there has to be something going on.
Like, it's that very iconic that way.
That way. If you're watching it like that, I know that you're using the timeout correctly. And I know there's racing on when Big Bash games are on.
Yep.
Believe me. I know there is.
You're like Elvis. You've got about three TVs up in front of you. Massive. You just sit there in your jocks.
Similar diet too, haven't you? Just quiet them. So,
All right. Well, there we go. That rounds out yes, no, wait. I want to move on to one of the big stories over the break. While he was coaching, actually, speaking of phones and coaching, Boof Lehman's Twitter account got hacked.
Didn't it? What?
I believe it was. Well, the person said they were from France somehow. There's a lot of sort of pro-Trump, anti-Iran sort of stuff coming out of it.
Yeah, quite topical too at that stage.
It was. That's where my first red flag went off. I'm like, surely Boof doesn't keep up with the situation in the Middle East this. But then he was coaching as well. It's a perfect alibi. Couldn't have been him. They fixed it all up. But it got me thinking. I mean, over the journey, we've seen so many cricketers get themselves into strife with their phone.
That's right.
So we thought, as we've done so many times before, boys, maybe we would just pick a phone incidents 11. And look, use the hashtag GrubUp if we've missed anyone here, because there's a high chance we have. Grubby actually asked a few punters as well earlier in the week who some of the worst cricketers were with their phones. We've included a few, but maybe, gents, if we want to kind of like work our way through and explain the situation a little bit. In fact, you nominated the first one, Rambo.
Opening the batting, Mark Waugh.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be a slight trend on a few of these ones.
Yep.
Probably two trends in particular, and this Mark Waugh fits into column A. obviously, did a bit of time. A few suspensions or fines paid in the picking up the phone and maybe just sending on a few details that he wasn't supposed to back in the day. Yep. Shane Warne was also in that bracket.
Yeah. Well, we might get to
S. Warne. But Junior War obviously loves a punt, but it was way out of line there. We don't stand for that here. But he earns a spot in this 11.
Yeah.
And well earned, I'd say.
And, you know, if he played today, he'd earn a spot in just for the punting factor. You can't tell me he would not watch races through on his phone now in this day age.
Absolutely.
He would use the timeout correctly. He would run into the rooms definitely. Watch races.
Well, he does, even in the com box.
Yeah. Yeah. Using his phone well now. Look, the biggest of them all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hansie.
Yeah, yeah.
Hansie has to go in because...
He would have had burners. They would have been running
everything,
hot.
Every phone, you name it. Yeah. He would have had them all.
Absolutely.
He would have had all the old ones, the old Nokia, the old Ericsson, the Brick. He would have had every one of them and all sorts of stuff running through them. So Hansie's an absolute must.
Absolutely. Now, I think in any team, you want your best player coming out at number three.
Yep.
And get Carter 13 on Instagram alerted us to this. And I can't believe I forgot it in the first place. But Bev... Jacob Bevis from the Bev Show. Now, we all remember last year. This is when I officially have seen it all, was when he was embroiled in a sex scandal last year on his phone. Credit to him. He's bounced back really well.
Yep.
He's on the cane. Train tough year for them, but coming in at three. In the leadership group, I'm not going to give him an official role, but he's in the discussions, maybe motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Bev from the Bev Show.
He'll have a voice. You definitely have a voice in this 11.
Absolutely.
You can guarantee that.
Woohoo.
He loves, this bloke loves sport and cricket so much, he created his own sports sex scandal.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. Yep. But he gets in.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Rambo?
Yeah, we're going to go across the border now, leave our own shores again to, a South African, I guess, KP.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess that's the topic of why he's in here. Some of the messages he would trade out of the England camp into the Proteas camp, denigrating his own skippers, his own leadership team, was obviously a story for years on end as that England team tried to rebuild itself after an Ashes victory.
Yep.
But KP definitely would have done a lot of work, still does a lot of work on the old Twitter. But back in the day...
Not a big Brisbane fan either. I'm surprised you wouldn't have him in the side.
No, he didn't get my vote. You two push him through. he would have been quite prolific, I would have thought, in the old text messages. Maybe pre... I don't know if the WhatsApp group chats are around back then. I think there were because he was left out of the group chat.
That's right. And also other people in his team used phones to bully him by creating the fake KP account and stuff. So there's a lot of phone stuff going on with KP. That's why
he's copped it sweet.
Certainly is. I'll let you take the next one, Hammy, because the one after that I feel...
an affinity with.
Yeah, and look, I'm going to have to talk to you. Yeah,
well, I'm going, I think it's great, you know, in 2020 we can include some of the women's cricketers as well.
Yep.
And Emily Smith, we need a wicketkeeper too.
We do.
From Tasmania, she's been banned from the WBBL, but she's very welcome in our team for accidentally doing an Instagram story, which included the team about half an hour before it was announced.
Yep.
She copped it there for...
In a match that was rained out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
She copped it. Yeah, so once again, Cricket Australia doing some really good work there.
Really? I like that.
Looking
nipping
after their own.
The important
should be
stuff
called Emily Stiff.
Yeah. Because, very sharp.
Also from
the Hurricane. Beach of the punch.
Gee, I'd love it. It'd be great to get Emily Stiff down behind the stumps at the Grubs.
Because,
we need a keeper.
Well, AJ.
AJ kept last week. That's ridiculous.
The biggest set of symbols you've ever seen. we're having a bit of strife in there, leading the cordon.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening, Ellie, and I assume you are, get in touch. We'd love to have you on board.
We'll get you down to East Garden.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one's very, very was saddened that he has to go in, but now we're going to embrace it because we're bringing back into the team. the inaugural Dwayne Leverock Award winner, Shakib Al-Hassan, who we call the best white ball rounder in the world.
Yep.
It's probably Ben Stokes, but we'll go with that. Yep. Look... As we've seen a lot go before him, just a little bit of dodgy stuff on the phone, doing the wrong thing in the fixing arena, which is a shame. But look, as we said, we were gutted then, but at least we can put him back into our team.
That's absolutely right, yep.
Maybe you want to take this next one, Rambo?
Well, this is one of my favourites, to be honest.
It's good to have a sir in the team as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sir Ian Botham, also a pretty decent all-round Nick.
Handy.
One of the great kind of Twitter hacks of all time. Or was it a hack? We'll leave that to
kind of just reeks of like boomer using phone, doesn't it? Really? Can't quite wrap their head around.
For those who don't know,
down.
One of the Queen's favourites decided to tweet a picture of his middle stump. probably didn't go to the intended recipient, which was probably about
stump
20.
Cam.
Which is the recipients were probably about 20,000 followers on his Twitter account instead of probably the one person that was supposed to go to.
Whole new meaning to blue tick as well, wasn't it, really?
Denied it. Denied, denied, denied. But I think we all knew that Sir Ian might have been overstepping the mark there.
Very, very nicely done.
This one's interesting.
Yeah, do you wanna, who should take this?
I reckon, you can go for it.
Yeah, all right. Well, this one was nominated on Instagram in response to Grubby's little invitation for suggestions. Daniel Slattery nominated Skip. He basically said Skip needs to remove the Uber Eats app from his phone.
Fantastic.
I couldn't agree more, because it costs us 3 tests in England. We had to leave early because of your use of the app, Skip. So you want to defend yourself?
Didn't get to see the drama at Headingley. Didn't get to see Australia win the Ashes in the fourth test. All because of you and that app stuck on that phone.
Fine. Regret nothing. We'll do it again. In fact, I contacted Uber to ask if there was a way to get a second Uber account so I could have 2 different restaurants delivering me food at the one time. So I'm doubling down.
He's also enabled the business Uber account, the garden one, which Trev runs out of the budget.
That's actually pretty
good. To his personal phone.
Yeah.
So it's, if you're wondering where the leak is.
It's been scenes at our joint, just finally.
Yeah.
I'll pick up from here. Tell you what. Well, this bloke gets in any way, shape, any form. When it comes to phones, the absolute king of them is Warnie.
Yep.
He goes in for the good, the bad, the ugly and everything in between. He went through a similar thing in the UK, slightly different.
Yep.
That would have happened by a phone originally. Absolutely. For the hookup. Look, we know, I have an affinity with him because of that. We've both been through something similar over there. look, mine.
Rightly or wrongly.
Yeah, rightly or wrongly. But
he's probably a captain here, isn't he?
Oh, I think he is.
It'd be hard
just
to
because of, as well as those sort of things, you know, very active, you know, on his phone earlier in his life as well. These days, he's really embraced the technology a lot quicker than his counterparts of about the same age. He's on Twitter, he's on Tinder, he's on
Instagram.
He knows what he's doing too. Yeah, he's
a lot of power. He just donated,
he's the king, mate.
Just generated over $1 million for his baggy green oil from one Instagram.
How good was that, by the way? Good on you, Shane.
Fantastic work. The power the man wields out of his iPhone, I imagine he's an iPhone man.
There you go.
He's almost as good as what he could do with those leg spinners.
Absolutely.
There you go. Now, Hammy, you got one in, it was interesting, about another grub from Joel Cousins.
Yeah, did Joel Cousins, and this is a great suggestion. Batting it at 11, probably
won't bowl.
Not getting a bowl either, as per usual. Hummer, for asking about his own penis, which he did in an Ask Grubby late last summer. I'm not sure. We might have the audio. Might be able to throw back to
that. I reckon we'll be able to throw that.
That
type of behaviour off the phone from Hum.
Yep.
Has got him in the squad, or got him in the 11.
Absolutely.
Got him in the 11. There you go. And
not even
course,
carrying the drinks.
Boof is our coach.
Yeah. There's one that I might have accidentally deleted off there, but he can go in as 12th man. Shane Watson had a similar one to Boof, didn't he? Someone with a lot of anti-something propaganda.
Very
got
similar.
In there.
Yeah.
That was affected him a fair bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like Boof sort of just went in, bang, as he batted, came in, whack, back over your head. Wasn't me. Let's get on with it. Whereas Shane Watson's a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think he almost had the double. Poor Shane Watson. I reckon he might have had his Instagram, then his Twitter. He said something about, you know, one of the parties sorted it out for him quicker than the other.
Yeah.
There was a bit of skin on those ones as well, as opposed to Boof's.
Yeah, there was.
Might have been. You'd expect a bit of skin on Shane Watson's
Instagram.
Might
have been Beefy Botham getting into his account. I don't know.
Unlucky to miss out, Watson, but he can carry the drinks.
If there's anyone we've missed out, let us know. # grub up, all that sort of stuff. You'll notice as well, we're wearing some Grubs t-shirts, hats. Some of these featured in the backyard cricket video that we had.
Yep.
It's coming. New Year's resolution is to get the merch store live. So just to hold your horses.
Yep.
Again, that leak in the budget from Skip's business Uber account might be
a good Christmas.
The root cause of this problem.
It's put us behind schedule a bit, but it's
stay tuned.
It's on its way. Gentlemen, well done. Welcome back. A lot of things to plough through there. Looking forward to maybe having Hammer back in the next couple of weeks, but plenty of cricket going on. Enjoy it. Enjoy the India series, and we'll catch you next week.
Grub up.
Grub up.